All right, well, the Blazers will pick 11th in the NBA draft. That was determined today by the NBA draft lottery. And the stupid Mavericks will pick number one.
The Mavericks, Spurs, and Sixers draft 1, 2, 3. Meanwhile, the Hornets, Wizards, and Jazz do not. Coincidence?
I think not. We're not even conspiracy theorists.
No, I'm just saying that legitimately seems weird.
It is weird.
A once-in-a-lifetime trade that no one can make sense of. Talk of maybe trying to force their way out of Dallas to Vegas. Silver talks about how great the trade was for the NBA because it helped stabilize ratings in a down year. And then with less than a 2% chance, you get a generational player in Cooper Flagg. Meanwhile, San Antonio and Philly go right behind you. I mean, it's if it's a coincidence, and it probably is, it's a very suspicious coincidence.
So I just watched that Dan Lanning pool video.
Yeah.
And, you know, look, I think when you're Lanning, you just sort of have to do that.
Yes.
That's just part of recruiting.
Yeah. If the kid wants to cannonball into the pool, you cannonball into
the pool. But I have a lot of problems here. One, it's a dumb video.
Yes.
Two, it's like I said, Lanning just kind of has to play along. And he did it with, you know, with enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah. You have no choice.
You got to respect.
Yeah.
Can I talk about, okay, so that pool, so this kid's name's Richard Wesley.
Yeah.
There are other people. They put a couple of girls in the shot. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you noticed that, but there's a couple of hots sitting over there. It's an overcast day. It's not sunny.
Yeah.
But there's a couple of hots sitting there. So the pool, it's, you know, there's other people at the pool, mm-hmm. which is a very nice pool.
Where is this pool?
I don't know.
The kid's from Southern California.
There's a jumbotron in the background.
He's watching football. Yeah, you know, there's a couple of hots on the other side too, now that I'm looking at it. But anyway,
You can. Go for it.
Well, he's in his compression shorts.
It's weird.
Like, that to me is underwear. Am I right?
Well,
so
he's in a version of spandex.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. He's using them as swim trunks, but is that a thing?
I think it is with athletes when they're working out and stuff, but...
But there's other people there.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
It's strange, and he has... I don't know what is on his compression shorts, but it's... It's in the crotchal area. It's strange.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a...
This is someone's facility somewhere? Is this his high school? I'm trying to Zapruder this film. Yeah, I don't know where this is.
Put on some trunks, bro.
Well...
You know what I'm saying?
My man thinks a lot of himself. And, you know, hey, to each their own. I do appreciate that Lanning... I think that's... Is that Ghostface from Scream? That's on his crotch?
Maybe.
I don't know. Let me zoom in.
I think he may have Ghostface on his crotch.
It probably is the facilities there because it is a private SoCal prep school. So
yeah.
That's... You're telling me that's a high school facility?
I don't know if it is.
That's nice.
But
damn,
private
dude.
Prep school? It might be.
I like it.
Look, I'm with you. The whole video's weird.
It's not good.
I guarantee Lanning was uncomfortable with it, but what are you going to do? The kid's a five-star edge rusher, and he wants you to jump in the pool and... In his weird ghost crotch.
Now, the Ducks had just previously missed out on two other five stars, that quarterback Jared Curtis and then the other kid that flipped to, I think it was Ohio State. Does Lanning only agree to this because he missed on those other two guys, or
no,
does he do it regardless?
I think when a five-star wants you to jump in the pool, you jump in the pool. I also don't think you can tell a five-star kid to put... Clearly, that guy thinks that he is God's gift to football and women, and he wants to show off his hot bod. You can't tell that kid to put on pants.
But you can take off your shirt and throw me. You can show off your hot bod with swim trunks on.
No. Not
take off your shorts and dunk me.
You may show off your hot bod, but you can't show off the Ghostface package.
I'm being serious. What happens if we have a pool party and I show up with that? And I just take off my clothes and just jump in the pool with that?
I'll tell you right now, what happens is you bring the heat and you immediately own that pool party.
I mean,
I...
You know what I mean?
I don't know, man.
I'm coming hard.
Now,
that might even be a crime if I do it.
I will say, in football, when you're getting in the cold pool hot tub, that is in facilities where you are in the locker room, that is a common thing.
And that's what I've seen.
I have never seen...
He's at a public... Well, I mean...
Unless
he's
in his locker room.
But there's girls in bikinis.
Yeah, there's hots out there.
So that's not... They're not in a uniform. They're just in bikinis. I have never in my life seen someone wear those because those are kind of see-through. I've never seen someone wear those as shorts out at a an outdoor
pool. The text line says they're fighting for clicks, we're fighting for wins. Oh wait.
Well,
hey, look, man.
Hey, man, whatever you got
to
do.
It's that's right. The kid wants to get on the gram with his little shorts.
Oh, now the text line is saying the kid was visiting Eugene over the weekend, so they think that video is someplace in Eugene.
I will say, it does. It looks more Eugene-y than Southern Cal in terms
just
of like...
Just because it's gray?
Well, just that and the trees.
Oh. Like, then it looks like a multi-million dollar setup.
Yeah, what other pool have you seen has a Videotron, a video board like that?
Yeah.
Unless you're talking about the Circa.
I don't know where this is at, but it's very, very nice.
I think that's in Oregon.
It's probably. I mean, maybe that's part of Oregon's facilities.
Yeah, it kind of looks that way. I mean, Lanning's there.
Yeah, this would make sense that this is part of their facility, because there's like, you know, I don't know, man.
Where'd they get the hots though? See what I did there?
Look,
was that bad?
Of all the dumb videos that I've seen high school kids do for recruitment, that's not even in the top five.
No, it's not. It's just...
It's a little awkward.
Which is weird. Okay, now we have to go. We have to go.
Do we?
Coming up next...
Yeah, we do.
We have the worst Mother's Day gifts.
And Rob takes off his pants and reveals just spandex.
Take off your shorts and dunk me. And did UCLA just cure baldness?
Whatever.
That's coming up next. Club 1080 on The Fan.